Tony will learn like this. Hukfulu Rav HaMaktsois. At this time, when most of the knives are put away already, so then we say Mutaris Mishum Gezel. If anybody finds still figs in the fields, they're allowed to take it. There's no Issa Gezel. Like most probably the Bailam was Miyayish already. He gave up hope, like at the end of the season already. He doesn't want to take it in anymore. So he's Miyayish on those figs. You're allowed to eat them. There's no Issa Gezel. You're not stealing if you take them. And the Ran says, Shem Isyayishin Hain Mimash Anisha Masada. The owner already gave up hope of taking what's left over in the fields. Achash Shekoflu Vechnisan Rav HaMaktsois. Since they already put away most of the knives, so that's a simit to say the owner gave up hope of cutting down more figs, and he's happy with what he has. So Mela, what's on the field now, is like Hefka. So therefore, it's Mutim Mishim Gezel, and the Wadim Nupturus Minamaisois. If anybody takes it now, he's Potim Minamaisa. He doesn't have to take off Trumas Amaisa, because the Locher is Hefka, is Potim Minamaisa. And the Ran says, Dixiv. The Pasuk says, Ubo HaLevi, Kiein Lechelik V'Nachli Moch. When does a Levi have a right to get truma and get meiser? If it's something that doesn't belong to him, he doesn't have a chelik in it that belongs to a Yisrael, then the Yisrael has to give him meiser. But yotze hefka, ma'ashenkein peiros that a hefka, free for all, she yesh le chelik v'nachlimoch. A Levi also has a right to take and eat those fruits. So such fruits are put them in a meiser. So therefore the figs that are left over in the fields, after the Zman HaKayitz, is Hefker, and therefore it's Mutim, Mishun Gezla, Potem, and Amaita. Mar says now, Rebbe, for Rebbe Yossi, Bar Rebbe Yehuda, Iglo Yilahu Asra, they went into a certain city, and the Zman Shehukvul Arayf HaMaktsois, it was at the end of the season already, when they already put away most of the knives. So they went out to the fields, and they saw still some figs there. So Apialoch, it's Mutat Hitem. So Rebbe Yevi Kochel, Rebbe went to eat it, like the Brisa just said, it's Mutim Mishim Gezel. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda Leyochel, he didn't eat it. Also Marin, later the master came, the owner of the field came, and he told them, Omelahu, Amai Leyachli, Rabbonon, how come you're not eating the Rabbonon? Like he's, who is talking to Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda? How come you're not eating? Hukvu L'Rav HaMaktsoyesu, that the knives are put away already. So Mela, like you meant to tell them, the Loch is, it's Mutter now. So Mara says though, the Yafab became even so, Lo Yoch Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda. He still did not want to be Samech on the Seter of Yish. He still was not Samech that their owner really meant to give him permission to do it. Because Kesavri held that Mishum Sinius Milsu the Komer, Hoden Gavra. This person was only saying it sarcastically. Maybe didn't really mean to say that I'm allowed to eat it. Just meant to say like, you Rabbanan, like you think that's the Locha says you're allowed to take it, like how come you didn't go and take it? In other words, really, maybe he's still Makvid. He would not want you to take it. He only said to them, like, since that's the Locha, like how come you're not doing it? So he was still Choshish, maybe the person is still Makvid, therefore he did not want to take it. So the Ran says, Mifnei Roya Lev, maybe he had a bad heart. Loima Kfaritartim Aysom Latzmechim. That's why he said it. But maybe really didn't mean it. Therefore, he was machmir upon himself. I suppose he was machmir not to be samech on this heter. Even though we have a right up piroiv to be samech, the bailam was machmir it, but he was machmir not to do it. He didn't want to eat from this. Right. Rabbi Chomar, ba Rabbi Chanina, ikloy lahu alahu asra. He went into the city. Bizman shehuk full of roiv hamaktsois. That most of the knives were put away already. His every kochel, he was start eating from the figs he found there, like a lochritz hefkritz mutter. Yoyim l'shamei, then he gave it over to his servant also to eat. Lo yochel, the servant didn't want to eat. Omalei, so Rabbi Chama told his shamish, ochel, omalei, ochel kach, eat this. Ochel, you're allowed to eat it. Because kach omalei Rabbi Shmuel, bar Rabbi Yossi, Mishum Aviv, the name of his father, that the locher is in a case when hukfulu Rav HaMaktsois, when most of the knives are put away already, that's already the end of the season of picking off these figs, is Mutaris Mishum Gezel, whatever still left on the fields, the owner was Miyayish already, Melitz Hefka, there's no Issa Gezel involved. And the Wadin of Turis Mina Meiser, you're allowed to take Meiser also, there's no Issa, there's no Chi of Meiser, it's Hefka. Mor says now Maisa Rabbi Tarfin Ashkeche Yehu Gavra. Rabbi Tarfin Vaisdeis was down by somebody's fields, and it was after the Zman when the knives were put away already. So the din is, it's a smutim mishim gezel, you're allowed to eat it. So Rabbi Tarfin was eating somebody's figs. So what happened was, Ashkecha Yehu Garver, the owner, found Rabbi Tarfin in his field, eating the figs. V'zman shehukfulu hamaktsois, when the knives already were put away already, it's the end of the season already, to kochel, so Rabbi Tarfin was eating these figs, and the master now came and found Rabbi Tarfin eating the figs. And the master didn't know who this person was. He didn't know he was Rav Tarfin. The master thought that there's a ganav here, that this man is stealing my fields. So what did the man do? Is achtei, he picked up Rav Tarfin, v'sako, he put him into a sack. V'shaklin started to carry him. V'yamtuya l'mishtu b'dhara. He wanted to take him and throw him into the river. The man thought he finally sought the ganav, like we'll soon see the maisa. But he finally thought that he got the ganav. They picked up this Rav Tarfin, put him into a sack, and started to carry him down to the river. He's going to drop him into the river. Get rid of the ganav. Is Omaloi, so Rav Tarfin said to him, Oyloi le Tarfin shezeh horgoi. Like Rav Tarfin said, Oy vey, that this man here is killing Rav Tarfin. In other words, he told the man like who he was, he's Rav Tarfin. Is Shamul Gavra, the man hurt, Oy vey, I'm starting up Rav Tarfin. His shavke, he dropped him, let him go to York and ran away. And the man was embarrassed now. I'm going to take Rav Tarfin. He's a ganav. He knew he's not a ganav. So he let Rav Tarfin go. This was the story. Rashi says, Shamul Gavra means hikran. Hikash Rav Tarfin oya. Now the owner realized it was Rav Tarfin, so he let him go. But I call upon him Omer Rav Avua. Mishum Rav Chanina ben Gamliel. That kol yom of Shalai Setzadik, the rest of his life, the rest of Rabbi Tarfin's life, it bothered him. He felt Rabbi Tarfin felt he did something wrong here. Rabbi Tarfin did something wrong. What did he do? Omar, oy li shenishtamashti bekisro shatayra. Oy vei that I used the kest of the crown of Torah. In other words, the reason why this person let me go was because I told him I'm Rabbi Tarfin. So since he knew that I'm a big Talmud Chacham, because of the Kavod HaTorah, my Keser Shel Torah, he let me go. So I was mishtamished, I used the fact that I'm a Talmud Chacham for my own personal use. So Rav Tarfin felt very bad. And the Omar Rabba Bar Bachana, because Rabba Bar Bachana says, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that I call HaMishtamesh BeKisrael Shel Torah. Whoever uses for his own use, for his own purpose, the crown of Torah. In other words, you use the fact that you're a Talmud Chacham for yourself. You should know Nekem in Olam. You'll be uprooted from the world. It's not nice to use the Keser Shel Torah. So the Dover Ruchni is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not supposed to use it for ourselves. So the Ran says, Shehenichoi, that this person let Rav Tarfin go, Kishiyadi Yoshu Rav Tarfin, when he notified him that he was Rav Tarfin. Lehenichoi Elo Lechavad HaTorosoi. And the only reason why that person let him go was because he wanted, like us, cover that Torah. So Rav Tarfin was using the respect of his Torah for himself. So therefore he felt bad. Now what? Why is this halacha that you're not allowed to be mishtamech for kisul shel Torah? And how do we know this say in Nekem and Olam? So Rabbi Avachonis says, I have a kal v'chayma. Oma bal sheltzer. Ma doth this melech bal sheltzer. She nishtamech b'kli kodesh. When they can't get the base of Migdash. He was Nishtamish, he used the Kalim from the base of English. Shenasu Kli Choyl. And even at the time when he used it, he already lost his Kedusha. It didn't have his Kedusha anymore. It was already called the Kli Choyl. Shenamon Apostolic says, Ubo Ubo Peritzim. The Peritzim of Goyim came into the base of English, V'chilaluhu. And they were Machalo, the base of English. That's when the Goyim came in and started to use the Kalim, they made the Kalim Chulin. So it comes out the Kalim lost his Kedusha. Still it says, Bal Sheltzer, since he took these Kalim and used it, Kivon Shepirtzim, or says, Kivon Shepirtzim, Nasuchel. Still Nekim in Olam. He himself, Bal Sheltzer, was killed because of this. Still the Pasuk says, Bo Balayla, Kotel Bal Sheltzer. That night he was killed. So you see, Bal Sheltzer, that just had enjoyment from the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash, after it became Chulin, got killed for that, is Hamishtamesh Bekisro Shel Torah. Somebody that takes the Torah itself and has enjoyment from it, Shulchai v'kayim loylam, that the Torah remains its kedusha loylam void. The kedusha never goes away from the Torah. Is alachas kama v'kama. Isn't it for sure that if somebody has enjoyment from the kesa shel Torah, that he should be uprooted from the world? It's not a good thing to do. So therefore, Rav Tarfon felt bad that he had to rely on his kesa shel Torah to free himself. We'll see. So Gemara says, for Rabbi Tarfon, the Gemara asks, Kivon, now we're going back into the story now. For Rabbi Tarfon, Kivon the Chi Ochel, to hook full of Rav Amitsoyas Hevei, Amai Tzarei Hu Gavro. Lechura, since Rabbi Tarfon, when he was eating now, he was mutter for him to eat. It was at the end of the season already. They already put away the knives to cut off the figs, to cut the figs. Says so, Lechura is like Hefka. Says so is the Kashra on the owner. Like the Lechura, the owner, how come he was mocked with so much that somebody was eating the figs? True, he didn't know it was Rav Tarfon. He thought it was somebody else. But when he gets so angry to pick up the guy and kill him, throw him into the river, what did he do so bad? It was Bazmana Heter. So Gemara says the Maisa was Mishum Duhu Heve Ganvi Le Anve Kulashasa. The story was this man, the whole year people were stealing his figs. Not only now at the end of the season, this Maisa of Rav Tarfon, but the whole season, even from the beginning. Every night, like somebody was coming down to his fields and stealing his figs. So Mela, now when the person finally saw somebody eating his figs, he figured, oh, that's the guy that was stealing my figs all along. That's why he got so angry at Rav Tarfon. V'chivon yashchil Rav Tarfon, when he finally found Rav Tarfon, like he found this man eating his figs, Sovar, the owner, thought, I know the Ganvon. He's the one that was stealing my figs all the time. That's why now he got so angry. All right, turn over. Gemara says, "Ihochi is so. Amai tsiyo nafshei. Like if so, why did Rav Tarfon feel so bad? Like the chura, it's not called he was mishtamish b'kisro shatera. He mamish wanted to save his life. Like what else could have he done? There's no wisdom to save your life. Like if he could have done something else, then you could say instead of saying as a Talmud Chacham, he should have done something else. But here, how else could he save himself? So why did Rav Tarfon feel bad?" Why did Rav Tarfon feel bad about it? So Gemara answers, Mishon du Rav Tarfon Osher God Alhevei. Rav Tarfon was a very rich man. He could have gotten out of it and given the money. Even if the man thought that he stole his figs, he should have said, you know what? I'll give you $5 million for the lousy 10 figs that I stole from you. I'll give you money. He should have said, and the man wouldn't let him go. Why did Rav Tarfon say, that's me, Rav Tarfon? For that, Rav Tarfon felt bad. He was mishtamish b'kisro shel Torah. So Ran says, Ihochi Rav Tarfon amaitzi nashe. Iyarmit bishleimet loyheve kopid ugavro. Elu shosa. If the man wasn't really angry, only for this one time, shemachev mitzayer hech. Loyediyah shemizmashuk v'rel mitzayas hefkaninu. Like, if this was the only incident, Rav Tarfon should have explained to the person, what are you getting angry at me? I didn't do anything wrong. Now it's the end of the season, and it's Hefka. So then, that's what Tarfon should have done. So then, by not doing that, we understand why he felt bad. But now that you say no, that's the man, the Meister, thought that this is the Ganef from the whole season. So if so, even if Rav Tarfon would have explained to the man that I'm eating it now, Beheter, the man wouldn't have taken that. Because the man still said, but listen, you are the Ganef that's stealing from me the whole year. So there's the cash, like, how could Rav Tarfon free himself? The only way he could free himself is by saying, I'm a Talmud Chacham. So that's not cool, be mishtamet v'kisro shel Torah. So Gemara answers, no, there was another way out. Rav Tarfon should have paid his way out. He should have given the person money and not saying that he's a Rav Tarfon, saying like he's a Talmud Chacham. So the man would bother Rav Tarfon the rest of his life. Right. Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Liyahavoyas Hashem Elokecha, should love Hashem. Lishmo Yabakoyle, to listen to Hashem, Ulodovkaboy, and to be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Shiloyoy, my rabbi person, should not say, Ekro, I want to learn Torah, Shiyakruni Chacham. That people should call me a Chacham. I want to have respect. I want people to give me respect, call me a Chacham. Esh now learn Mishnayis, Shiyakrenu Revi. I'll be able to teach Mishnayis. People will call me rabbi. I want to have a name rabbi. That's why I'm learning. Shouldn't do that. Eshnan, let me go learn Gemara. Eshnan, Shiyaya Zokin Vesha Yeshiva. I'll be able to be called the head of a yeshiva. I'll be able to be an older person sitting in the yeshiva. I'll be respected. Person shouldn't say that. Ela lo mad miyava. You're supposed to learn because you love Hashem. That's the sposlik. La'avu es Hashem l'kecho. You should do the mitzvahs in order to love Hashem. V'soif ha-kovid lavoi. And don't worry, the kovid will come by itself. HaKadosh Baruch will give you kovid by itself. Not that that should be a reason why you're doing it. Shinem the pasuk says, Kishra ma'alat b'yosecho. Tie it onto your fingers. Kisva ma'aluach libecho. To write it down to your life, on your heart. V'yayim, the pasuk says, Ruachir dakinoyim. The Torah is very sweet. V'yayim, eretz chayim ilo mechazikim bo. V'soin chel meyushar. That the chayim, it's at neitz chayim me. And whoever holds on to it will become rich. So Torah will be mechabed you. Saran says, Kishra ma'alat b'yosecho kleymar. Lo yitichavin la noscha. Don't learn Torah for your own enjoyment. Only that you should know what you're learning. It should be in your mouth. More than that, put around your neck. Then later we bring a raya that the covenant will come by itself. The ways of the Torah are very sweet. That means you'll become rich from this. So if you're machzik Torah, you'll become rich. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik Omer, Asay Devorim L'Shem Poylam. You should do things L'Shem Hashem, L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ran says, L'Poylam means L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She Poylam B'tziv Olayim. He is the one that commanded us. You should do mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do them. V'dibar B'hem L'Shman. And do talk in the mitzvahs, learn Torah L'Shman. Al-Tasim HaTorah L'Sgad L'Bem. Don't stop learn Torah to have a crown to become great with. Don't use like to use a hatchet to use like a shovel to shovel with. But don't use the Torah as a tool. But rather learn Lishma because Hashem wants us to learn. And Saifa the cover will come by itself. The Kabuchaima Uma Bal Shelzer. Shlainishtamish Elabakli Kloidish. The Kli Kodish. Shinasa Kli Khoil. Nekimin Oilam. He used the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash after the goyim went in with mechal of the Beis Hamikdash, so the kelim was chulin. Still, he got killed for having enjoyment from these kelim. Is hamishdamish v'kisvo shatayra? If somebody has enjoyment from the crown of Torah, is alachas kama v'kama? That'll be nekem in olam. So you're not supposed to use the Torah. I'm not to be a famous person to receive covet. Omar Rava. Rava says like this: Shori le'liyinish. A person has the right. If a Talmud Chacham goes into a new city and nobody here knows who he is, he's allowed to tell the people, I'm a big Talmud Chacham. You're allowed to tell the people who you are. The Pasuk says, that he told him, like, I'm your Eved, I'm a Yirei Hashem from when I was young. So who you see, you're allowed to tell the people that you're a Tzaddik. For the Gemara of Sova, Lakashad Reb Tafrin. Before, what was the mitzvah of Reb Tafrin? Why did he feel so bad? The fact he told this person that he was Reb Tafrin was saying, now you're allowed to. So Terence says, no, like we answered before. To Yosha Godel Hoya, the Hebel Elephais to Bedomim, that there he had another way out. He could have got the same thing to be freed by paying money. So then you don't have a right to say you're a Talmud Chacham. But if you're in a city that nobody wants to do anything for you, and like the only way they'll do things for you is by you telling them you're a Talmud Chacham, then you have a right to. Rava Rami, Rava Yosef Aspira. Ksiv 1 Pasuk says, V'yavadecho Yiras Hashem Menurav. Like he told all that he was Yirei Hashem, he told them that he's a tzaddik. Ksiv another Pasuk says, Yalucha Zar V'loi Picha. That you should not praise yourself, let somebody else praise yourself. You see, you're not allowed to praise yourself. A czar should praise you, a stranger should praise you, but not you. So the Gemara, Ho b'yasra diyadilei, ho b'yasra diyadilei poshit. If you're in a city that nobody knows who you are, then you're allowed to tell them that you're a great person, that you're a Talmud Chacham. But if you're in a place that people know you're ready, then you're not allowed to talk about yourself. Omar Rava, shorilei litzurba m'rabonin. A young Talmud Chacham is lado Lameima to say, Subam Rabbanan Ano. He's allowed to tell people, I'm a Talmud Chacham. I'm a young Talmud Chacham. Sharele Tigra Varesha. Trashi Yatiru Taga Shili Klaima. Poskuli Dina Dine Tchila. Like start my psak first. But since when you went to a Din Torah, you're allowed to tell the dying you're a Tamachochem that he should be take your psak first. Piskuli Dine Tchila. Paskin my Shala first. That's Mutta. Just so the Pasuk says, O Bnei David Kanam Hoyu. Ma koyin noit of rosh, does a koyin takes first? His ava af tamachochem noit of rosh. Tamachochem is allowed to take first. The koyin we know, how do we know the koyin takes first? To see the pasuk says, v'kidashtoi, ki es lechem lekechu makriv. For the tongue of the Rabbi Yishmael, v'kidashtoi, what does the pasuk mean? You're supposed to be mekadesh. A koyin, that means lechol, dovashab, v'kadu.